RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Solana had mentioned to me that Omar Kelly was texting him during the commercial break before 3 o'clock. And I said, well, just tell Omar to call in. It's holiday week. We're casual. We're only on for a few days. And I like talking Dolphins with Omar Kelly. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's a columnist for the Miami Herald. We were just reading something in the last segment, Omar, from Barry Jackson. And he did like 10-step plan for Stephen Ross, what the Dolphins owner should and should not do. And one of his suggestions was, under no circumstance, announce after the game Sunday against New England that Mike McDaniel and Champ Kelly are being retained. At least do a search or a well-thought-out process before you come to that conclusion. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And if Steve Ross hasn't already hired an independent person to head up their coaching search, and I know Mike Tannenbaum actually does that, and used to have a consulting firm that's before he even became the Dolphins' top executive. It would be very irresponsible of him. But I have this opinion, unfortunately, and I've heard from too many people that, you know, Mike is safe, and I start to believe that Mike is safe from the standpoint, I know when Mike is nervous, and I know when Mike is comfortable, and he's been real comfortable lately. I'm reading the tea leaves, and I like Mike as a coach, and I think he's growing, and I think he's getting better. But if you ask me if staying with Mike and just replacing the GM or forcing Mike on the next GM was a good idea and was going to take this franchise anywhere, I would tell you no. But I would love to see where Mike goes next season and what he does in terms of growth and development and developing Quinn Ewers and the rookies getting better. I would love to see that, but do I think that should be choice number one? Absolutely not.
Omar, we were talking yesterday about the different pathways Stephen Ross can try to rebuild this organization. Mm-hmm. He could do the slow approach, which would be fire everybody, kind of go through, not a tank per se, but like a mini reset next year.
Absolutely, a reset's needed. So, right. I mean, anybody who pretends like a reset is needed is being very irresponsible.
We also discussed, you know, the possibility of him kind of swinging that thing around, going and try to get Lamar and whatever, right? The many pathways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will we know if we find out that McDaniel is safe? Will we know then what the path is definitively, or does that not matter? In other words, does bringing back Mike McDaniel next year, does that mean that the reset for sure is coming?
I don't know what to think or what to tell you, because I don't think Steve Ross has made up his mind. The one thing I will say with great deal of conviction is I don't think Steve Ross should make up his mind or do anything or announce anything until Black Monday has concluded. Because for all we know, John Harbaugh could lose a power battle with Lamar Jackson and be the coach on the outs. Like, supposedly, according to NFL insiders, one of these major head coaches is going to be unemployed by the time, you know, there's going to be a surprise firing. And there always is. It might be Pete Carroll. Not to say that I want Pete Carroll. But, you know, and that hasn't gone good in Seattle. I mean, not Seattle, but in
Vegas.
Vegas. So I can't, but I think it would be extremely irresponsible of Steve Ross to announce anything after the game, no matter what happens. Now, would I be overjoyed and surprised if he does announce something and let's say they beat the New England Patriots at full strength? I think they can do that, considering they should have beaten the Patriots earlier in the season before the Patriots became this supposed juggernaut. But Here's my problem with Mike McDaniel coming back. The Patriots rebuilt in two seasons. Two. It required a head coach getting fired after one season, but they hired the right people. They hired they put a real football person, not in charge of the organization, but as the number two. Dolphins have a real football person as the number two, so that's not fair. But I truly believe that Alonzo Highsmith is a key to what they're doing in New England. And how come it took them 2 years to rebuild a dynasty and it has taken us 25 years to get in the exact same place where we are right now?
I wonder, will the Dolphins be full-fledged in on trying to get Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow if they are made available?
They are going to be used to do so, or used to strengthen both players' leverage and argument and case. And honestly, Steve Ross loves that. He loves being used. And if he's going to help Lamar Jackson get the highest paid contract in the NFL and maybe, you know, be Lamar's consolation prize if he loses a power bit will in battle, and give the Ravens whatever they want to go get Lamar and then make him the highest paid quarterback, you know, that's Steve's business. Let him, you know, like, we act like anything we've done has worked. Like, at this point, to be honest with you, I don't care anymore. And I think the majority of this fan base feel the same way. They don't care anymore.
But you don't care about what? Whether they get Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow, or you just don't care about anything this franchise does?
I don't care anything they do. They could go draft. They could trade up 3 first-round picks for Mendoza. I don't care. And I cover the team. Because No, literally, do you have any trust, belief, faith, conviction that these guys are going to do anything properly?
I mean, no, based on they try. It's not like
they try.
It's not like they cheap out, or, you know, it's like
they spend big money.
They try. Yeah. They just don't succeed.
Right, but part of that was, you would agree, Chris Greer, Omar.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off.
Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
He's not. Half the time, Chris Greer goes with whatever everybody else in the room wants to do. So
he was the one picking the players. Like, to me, a big part of why the Dolphins are back to where they're at is because the roster was built incorrectly. And sure, Tua has a lot to do with that.
But the roster was built incorrectly because of Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel has an obsession with speed. And power and size should be what your obsession is with. He built this team wrong. And that's Mike McDaniel. That's not Chris Greer. Chris Greer is a chameleon. Whatever anybody is in power else wants is what he's going to do, which is why I hate when people blame Chris Greer for selecting Brian Flores, because I know for a fact, because it's come out of their mouth, his mouth, Chris Greer's mouth. Chris Greer will never give a head coach a quarterback that he doesn't want. Never, ever. So, like, Adam Gase did not want to coach Lamar Jackson. That's why Lamar Jackson isn't here. So, Chris Greer liked Lamar Jackson. Steve Ross was obsessed with Lamar Jackson, but Adam Gase didn't want to coach him. He's not here. They had a great offer to trade away, not get Minkah Fitzpatrick, and Steve Ross's bright idea was, let's take Lamar Jackson. And they fought about it the whole time of the draft selection till Chris Greer for the very first time did something with conviction, which is, this draft is mine. I'm making the selection. I want Minkah Fitzpatrick. And he took Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Omar, are you going to go see Avatar?
Eventually I'm going to get around to it once, maybe when the season is done. But you know how I feel about your movie takes. I mean, Superman.
He took issue with my review of Avatar. I saw it over the weekend.
It's probably too long.
Long. It's not too long. It's impossibly long. I don't know what, is it James Cameron who made that movie?
Yeah.
I don't know. There has to be not a single frame of film left on the editing floor because the movie is impossibly long. Now, have you seen the first two?
I saw half of the second one because I was on a plane and I was actually watching it live, but I didn't see the beginning of it. But it was captivating from where I saw it. I do want to go back and see it. I think I have to see the second one before I see the third one.
I guess. I didn't remember anything that happened. I don't know. I don't know what was going on. That movie, by the third hour, if you're not checking your clock on your phone every 5 minutes, there's something wrong with you. I'm telling you, I don't mind a long movie that keeps me enraptured entire time. By the third hour, I was having conversations with myself like, I hope there's someone outside trying to negotiate my release. I felt like I was a hostage in a hostage situation. And it's not a bad movie. It's just way too long.
I can understand that. I watched like the second one, and I swear to God, I was watching for like 2 hours. I watched it on a plane with commercials. So maybe it probably was super long.
It's funny you talk about seeing it on an airplane, because as I was sitting there, I was thinking to myself, oh my God, I would almost be to Vegas if I started a flight when this movie started. Like, I was having thoughts of like how much of my actual day was being eaten up by this movie. I couldn't believe what I was sitting through.
You'd be halfway to Vegas. You probably would.
Yeah, I think a little further. All right, Omar Kelly, read his stuff in the Miami Herald. Always appreciate your time, Omar.
I got you.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.